In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. For everyone who believes, St. Paul says, Christ is righteousness. No longer a matter of the law. The law is fulfilled in Christ. Our oneness with Christ is the source of our righteous action. For those who believe in Christ, He Himself is righteousness. But in order for that to be the case, our belief can't be simply a mental conviction. It has to be a belief at the center of our being, at the center of what and who we are as human beings. If we believe at that level, then Christ is able to be our righteousness because we have a oneness with Him. Belief in Christ is a matter of the conversion of the center of ourselves, conversion of the heart. Not the idea that the heart is a source of emotions and passions. The heart can be a source of emotions and passions. But the converted heart is not ruled by emotions and passions. You know, oftentimes there is a contrast made between the Orthodox understanding of the heart and the Western understanding of the heart. But really, it's cleared up when you think that the heart that is not converted to faith and belief in Christ is the source of passions, emotions, desires. But those passions, emotions, desires, they are not the things that are meant to be at the center of our being. They are the things that we do believe in, we have to admit. We believe that they are sacred, they are sacrosanct. And people who say that the individual is more important than anything else, they are the ones who believe that it is their own emotions, passions, desires, and commitments in their emotion-ruled heart that are more important than anything else. But we preach the conversion of the heart to Christ. The heart is the center of our being. It's a matter of what is going on in the heart. But the heart is meant to be the center of our conversion to Christ. There are those who believe that the Christian faith is about a legal relationship to God, that it isn't about the conversion of the heart, that it isn't about the change of human beings. There are those who believe that that change is not possible, that there is no possibility of synergy, of cooperation, of working with God, that there is no possibility of real inward conversion and change of the inner person. We believe, we teach that that is the nature of salvation. But it's not just a matter of my salvation in isolation. It can't be that. If the true Christian is the one who is converted at the center of their being, then where are the true Christians? The true Christians are the saints. But the saints aren't in isolation from us. That's something that we can never forget as Orthodox in America, where it is so foreign an understanding, where the individual is lifted up as a unit separate from others. A completely anti-Christian way of understanding the nature of our humanity. We are intimately involved in the spiritual reality of the lives of the saints. Their life is our life. We say that the life of Christ is our life. And the life of the saints is the life of Christ. They are the ones who are fully and completely converted at the center of their being. And while we may not be so fully and completely converted, we know that that is the truth of things. That that is the meaning of our lives. We may fall short, but we are rightly ashamed of the conviction of a heart that it is devoted, and we see that by our actions is devoted to a faith in the things of the world, to a faith in the passions and desires. We know that that isn't the truth. Even if we are not converted within ourselves, we know that that is not the truth. We come to confession and we confess that we know that that is not the truth. We confess that we act in a way in the world that is disconnected and disunited from Christ. And we return to a oneness with Christ and the saints. And all of us are linked to one another. Their strength is the strength of Christ. And what strength we have is their strength and the strength of Christ. When we call out to the Theotokos, we're not calling out to an isolated individual. The saints are the flowers of our humanity. We can think of a field filled with bright and golden flowers. Each one of them is the flowering of the life of a human being, the life of a saint. Their life is our life. We are meant to flower in our lives in the same way. And when we call out to the Theotokos, we are calling out across that field of the living saints. Help us to return to all of the others and abandon this faith in our passions and desires and our separation and isolation within our own hearts. Save us. Bring us to a faith in Christ that is a real and true and full faith, so that righteousness for us is Christ, because he is himself the righteousness of God incarnate in our humanity, that we can share, that the saints share, and that we can share with them. If only we humbly abandon the effort to be Christ ourselves, to be God ourselves, to ignore the fact that we are linked in our humanity to every other human being, that Christ saves. He saves all those who do not separate themselves from him. All humanity is saved except those who excerpt themselves, those who set themselves aside. That's what St. Paul means when he talks about for everyone who believes Christ is righteousness. That kind of belief. St. Paul says that we live by the righteousness of Christ. That is the nature of salvation. We live our lives in the world by the righteousness of Christ. There is no death in that righteousness. And when we abandon that righteousness, we die. And when we see that we have died in some way, that we have committed some sin, we go and we confess that sin and we cast it off and we return to the living righteousness of Christ. The righteousness of faith speaks from the heart, St. Paul says. But the righteousness of faith only speaks from that heart converted to Christ. Our hearts may be elsewhere. In the passages about the casting out of the demons by Christ that we heard today, we often think, first of all, of the swine. Why did he do that? Those poor pigs. When the people go into the town to report what had happened, St. Matthew has a focus not on the pigs that the demons drove in that kind of way. Just think, the demons are driving those pigs in that kind of way. Imagine the demons driving the man in that kind of way. That's what was happening to him. That's what happens to all of us who are driven by our passions and desires. So we're missing the point. Matthew focuses on that the people in the city told what was done to those who had been possessed of the devils. He focuses on those who had been possessed. What happened to them? Demons that had made them fierce. Demons that had expressed themselves by way of human passions within the man. Men in the other account that's in the Gospels. Those demons were driven out and the men were no longer driven by those passions and desires. There is a similarity between them and us. Not to say that we are possessed, not to say that all of our passions and desires are due to demons, but passions and desires, anger, envy, hatred, lust, there is an agreement between each one of those passions and demons. And if our hearts are ruled, are dominated by those passions, then when we speak, it is not the confession of Christ that's going to come out of our mouth. It is the confession of our domination by those passions and desires. Those passions and desires will color our understanding of all of the world around us, and we will consider ourselves wise in our own eyes and others to be fools. Because the ultimate truth and reality for us will be the passions and desires that dominate our own heart. If our heart is ruled by righteousness, the righteousness of Christ, then everything out of our mouth confesses Christ. This is how it is for the saints. It's not how it is for us, because we are not so far along that we are as close to Christ God as the saints are. But we know that these are the realities of life. These are the spiritual realities of life. We know. And when we see that we act differently, we can be shamed by the unworthiness of our actions as compared to Christ God. We are created in the image and likeness of God, and Christ fulfills the image and likeness of God and reveals what the image and likeness of God is for every human being. And so we can be ashamed of the fact that we are not like that. And that shame turns us around and reunites us with the saints who are united to Christ. Most holy Theotokos, save us. That's why we save it. Looking out across that field of the golden flowers of the saints and longing to be one of them, to live as they do. In our shame, we repent. And even if we are not so saintly, we are able to confess Christ at least by that repentance. St. Paul says that the word of God is near you. It is in your mouth and it is in your heart. He says this of the saints. The word of God, capital W, is near them. It is in their word. It is in their hearts. We love to listen to the saints. We love to read the writings of the saints because the word of God comes out of their mouth. It comes out of their heart. The things that they say, the advice that they give, the understanding, the perspective on the world that they have, it is different from our perspective. It is different from the perspective of the world. But we love that understanding that they have because the word of God comes out of their mouth. And then, after St. Paul says that the word of God is near you in your mouth and in your heart, he says these famous words. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, if, and the saints do we. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, or not. And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. But just saying the words is not a witness of faith. Just saying the words is not a confession of Christ. Even thinking and knowing that the words are true is not a confession of Christ. It helps. It can lead us to recognize that we are not as we ought to be, knowing that these words are true. If in our hearts we are subject to our passions and desires, if we see that this is how we live, then we are not going to be able to make this confession firsthand, but we are going to be able to affirm it as it is made by all of us together. All of us together, along with the saints, because we're fortified by our oneness with the saints. We come to the divine liturgy. We celebrate the divine liturgy along with and in the presence of the saints in the kingdom of God. And so when we confess these things, we confess these things along with them. We have the strength of their oneness with God. And we have a nearness to God through them, through the Theotokos, who brought Christ into the world. That's why we keep mentioning her. Not because we single her out as above and separate. But like all of the saints, she is one of us. but she is one of us as we are in Christ. And all of us have an intimacy with all of those saints. Even if we can't live according to God's righteousness now in our own lives, even if our faith in Christ is weak, as Orthodox we know about these things. We can be faithful to that knowledge, even if we can't be faithful to Christ in our actions and in our speech in the world. Even if our knowledge is only a knowledge of doctrine and teaching and is not yet a knowledge of God. Remember, St. Paul said of the Jews, they have a fervency, a spiritual and religious fervency, but not based on knowledge. He means not based on a knowledge of God. The knowledge of God that the saints have because of their oneness with Christ. Because for them, righteousness is the righteousness of Christ himself. They have a knowledge of God. We may not have that knowledge, but we have a knowledge of the doctrine and teaching. We may not be able to be faithful to Christ in our actions and our speech, but we can be faithful to our knowledge of doctrine and teaching, and it can enable us to reject the actions that we notice as unworthy and be ashamed of them and reject them. Doing that, living in that way, refusing to be dominated by whatever passions and desires lurk in our heart, that is the content of our spiritual path. That is the content of the spiritual action of the mind in the heart. Knowing what needs to be done and descending into the heart to repent of whatever actions need repenting of, and converting, turning there within the heart toward Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.